Is it worth going to war to prevent a nuclear weapon in Iran?
No, it isn't worthwhile. And the only way you would do that is you would have to go to the Congress. We as Commander-in-Chief aren't making the decision to go to war. You know, the old-fashioned way, the Constitution, you go to the Congress and find out if our national security is threatened. And I'm afraid what's going on right now is similar to the war propaganda that went on against Iraq. And, you know, they didn't have weapons of mass destruction, and it was orchestrated, and it was, to me, a tragedy of what's happened these last 10 years, the death and destruction, $4 trillion in debt. So no, it's not worthwhile going to war. If you do, you get a declaration of war, and you fight it, and you win it, and get it over with.
Thank you, Congressman. Stephen writes, I served on an aircraft carrier during the Vietnam War. I believe that torture is always wrong in all cases. What is your stance on torture?
Torture is illegal, and by our laws, it's illegal by international laws.
How do you define torture, sir?
Well, waterboarding is torture, and many other things. It's illegal under international law and under our law. It's also immoral, and it's also very impractical. There's no evidence that you really get reliable evidence. Why would you accept the position of torturing 100 people because you know one person might have information? And that's what you do when you accept the principle of torture. I think it's uncivilized and have no practical advantages, and is really un-American to accept on principle that we will torture people that we capture.
And Major, that's time.
Major, I have to weigh in on this. I have to say something.
Congressman Paul. Covert operations in Syria, light for you?
I think it would be a mistake. I think the Syrians ought to deal with their country. I think
about the 3,500 dead?
Well, there's been a lot of people killed throughout the world in the last century. You know, the Soviets and the Chinese killed hundreds of millions, but we didn't feel compelled morally to try to stop it. No, it's a tragedy. And it would be nice if they would accept different views. But for us to get into covert operations, then you have troops involved.
Thank you, Congressman.
And it's very costly.
Thank you, Congressman.
It's not a good idea.
Within days of taking office, President Obama, by executive order, stopped the CIA from using classified enhanced interrogation techniques that are not waterboarding. There's a presumption that every person at Gitmo under the Obama administration should go into civilian court, not military commission. And the Obama administration recently said that any future captors in the war on terror would not go to Gitmo. Would you continue these policies? If you would change them, why?
This is a mess. It's a mess because we have a bad foreign policy. We're pretending we're at war. We haven't declared the war, but we're at war against a tactic, and therefore there's no limits to it. So we create these monstrosities, and we do things outside the law. We come up with assassinations, allowing the president to decide who's going to be assassinated. And lo and behold, three Americans now have been on the list. They've been assassinated, but they don't talk about the second one because the second one happened to be a 16-year-old son of a Lockheed. So what are we doing here to accept this idea that our president is in this lawlessness to pursue, and that we someday will be subject to those same courts? So no, you don't. You want to live within in the law and obey the law, because otherwise it's going to be very bad for all of us. And this whole idea that now we can be assassinated by somebody that we don't even like to run our medical care, and giving this power to the president to be the prosecutor, the executor, the judge, and the jury, we better look at that carefully before you automatically endorse something like that.
Congressman, thank you very much.
I voted for the authority to go after bin Laden. I was upset because it took 10 years because we were diverted from going after him and doing the job. But that's a lot different than assassinating American citizens. I mean, he wasn't a citizen. But I do want to remind you that over 300 individuals were tried in civilian courts here that were charged with terrorism here. Most of them are in jail. And I don't think we should give up so easily on our rule of law.
Congressman Paul, thank you very much.